Want to take a minute to talk with my buddy Zach, who was kind enough to stop by. He represents Dry Zone. And Zach, what's going on, brother? How
not,
you doing?
Not a whole lot. Doing good, man. Doing good.
Good. So, wow, my friend, we just had some wicked, you know, they were talking about we were going to get 29 inches and a half and it was going to be crazy. And that didn't happen at all. But what we did get was a lot of wind and a lot of water. And I'm kind of wondering, how does that bode for our homes when it comes to a lot of wind and a lot of water?
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that?
water is it's a funny thing. It's never good, especially for a home, when it gets in and around your foundation or you know, underneath your concrete slabs or anything like that. So now, you know, no better time to get a free inspection from Dry Zone on your crawl space or basement or foundation or, like I said, on your concrete slabs. We're getting busier every single day. The phones are ringing off the hook. So like I said, now is the best time to go ahead and look at getting something done if you do have an issue.
When you talk about things like that, though, I hear you saying, hey, I get moisture around my house and I see water around my slab and I got wind and I got rain. But, I mean, sincerely, what does that really mean to me as a homeowner? Don't they build houses and expect to have water around your slabs?
Yeah, no, I mean, yes and no. You really don't want water around, whether it be your foundation, like I said, or maybe a concrete patio or sidewalk or whatever. It can get around, it can erode the soil underneath of it and around it. It can just lead to much bigger problems, so it's best to kind of nip it in the bud before it gets to that point.
Is there some way that I would recognize these problems? I mean, in other words, you know, you say that, hey, man, there's going to be water, there could be issues. How in the world would I recognize this?
Yeah, I mean, with some things like for a crawl space, for example, I mean, you'd really have to peek in and look. But, you know, you'll have people that have maybe their basement will have a few inches of water in it or, they'll see water puddling up next to their concrete slab. I mean, it's really just something that you see. And if you see a difference in how it used to be versus how it is now, that's the time to go ahead and look at getting it, you know, repaired and back to normal.
So when you say that, are you talking about if I see something, you know, like cracks? Normally when I would see cracks or something like that, I would say to myself, well, you know, I lived here for 10 years. Normally I would see cracks. Are you telling me that that's not really normal?
Right, yes. And a lot of people will say that, you know, I've lived in this house for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. If there's a crack in the doorway or, a floor is out of level, that, you know, may seem normal, to some people. But it's, houses aren't designed to settle like that every time. They're designed to be
housed. No, really?
When
you're serious?
Built. Really, yes. So,
because, you know, the crazy thing, let me stop you, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the whole thing is that people talk all the time. They say, oh, your house settles. Oh, that's normal. Houses are supposed to settle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just normal. You're saying,
yeah.
No, that's not. That's
no,
people
yeah.
feeding you a load of malarkey.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you're noticing that your floor is out of level or that you have, like I said, cracks in your doorways or your windows, it's a cause for concern. That's something that you should get checked out because it could be a much bigger issue. And again, like we talked about earlier, if you don't kind of catch it now, it could get much worse. And we've seen many times where people have let cracks in doorways and windows go for 5-6 years and it's gone from a little crack and then it's a 3-4 foot
you
long
bet.
crack. So it's like I said, something that should definitely be addressed.
No, honest to God, until I met you, Zach, my last house, for example, I remember painting my living room, and there was a little bitty crack in the living room. And it's like, oh, well, let me just go ahead and put a little spackle over that.
Yeah, a little caulk.
Let me put a little
like
paint
that,
over that. Life will be good. And I'll tell you what, for the next 90 days, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. And then about 91 days later, there's that little crack reappearing.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought that was the house settling.
Yeah.
You were the one that educated me and told me, no, that's not normal, bro.
Right, yeah. And you know, we meet with, you know, two or three homeowners a day, and we find a lot of people that will just, you know, they've, you know, done little patchwork here and there over the years, and they're just kind of sick of it, you know, and even want to get a permanent repair, and that's kind of where we come in. So,
had no idea there was a permanent repair to that.
Yeah.
Really. So
yeah.
Tell me, so now that I know, and now that I know you're the guys, what do I do? What is my first step to finding out, do I have an issue, A? Number one, can I have then that issue resolved? What do I do? Where do I start? I'm clueless.
Yeah, so the first step in this process would be to call into our office, and that's 302-684-5034, and one of the folks that answers the phone in the office will set you up with one of the design specialists. I am one of six. So then we would go out to the house and do a full inspection for you, sit down and kind of go over different options and different price points and things like that and see what would suit you best as a homeowner.
That sounds like a lot of work, brother. So what does that cost me for you guys to do that?
It costs you $0, 0 cents. It's
BS. Yeah, it costs me nothing.
Cost you nothing. Cost you nothing unless you buy something.
You're kidding.
Yeah, no.
So you're going to come out. Wait a minute. Come on. Don't BS my audience. Number one, what I want to know is you're going to come out. You're going to look at my problem. Number two, you're going to assess my problem. Number three, you're going to give me a diagnostic for my problem. Number four, you're going to roll out an entire plan for my problem. And you're telling me all four of those steps are going to cost me zero.
Absolutely, yeah. And the goal is to educate all of, whether it be a homeowner or a business owner or whatever we're dealing with, on the process and show them how we can fix it. And then we come in, X number of days or weeks afterwards and do a permanent repair for you so that you don't have to worry about that problem anymore.
That's awesome, dude. How do I get up with you guys? How do I get the process started?
Yeah, so like I said, you can either call us in our office. That's 302-684-5034. Or you can go to our website. It's dryzone.com. And there's like a contact form on there. You can put in your information and your issue, and somebody will actually call you from our office to set something up. Reach out to us on Facebook. Any of those three avenues, we'll get up with you and get something set up so that we can help you out.
You're the man. I love it, brother. The only way it's better if it's free. But if it's free, you're not in business.
That's right.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, Zach.
Yep.